Hi, this is Rick Harmon, and today I would like to demonstrate for you putting ringtones on a Verizon LG VX4650 cell phone. Karen and Curtis Deltzer originally reviewed the Verizon LG VX4650 cell phone on podcast 105 for BCT. They gave you a very good demonstration of the phone and how the menus and everything worked on it and its accessibility options. I'd like to say that I had originally listened to a podcast on ACB main menu from a cell phone accessibility conference last year that perked my interest in this phone. And then when I come across the BCT site, I seen Curtis and Karen's podcast and listened to that, and I was sold. I bought my LG VX4650 here at the beginning of the year. So I've had it about 5 months now. And one of the things that I've wanted to do with it was to put ringtones on it. And I did a lot of looking around online for ringtones and, you know, all the hype there is out there about free ringtones and how easy they are to get. And, you know, then you go look at the sites and they want this fee and that fee and they want to charge you monthly and, you know, all this nonsense that, you know, the internet always likes to tell you is free, but in all actuality never is, hardly. So I looked and looked and looked and just really kind of gave up on that. I wasn't satisfied with any of that. And I was interested with Verizon's Get It Now, which the LG phone has in its menus. But unfortunately, that isn't accessible. It only, you know, will take you into it. It won't take you any further. So, without sighted help, that really isn't an option, but if you had sighted help, the prices aren't too bad. It's not real cheap, but, you know, you could get somebody to help you, and you could get ringtones on the phone that way. I joined the Yahoo group's Blind LGVX Phones group a couple of months ago and have been on there getting a lot of information about the cell phone from other list members and have learned a great deal. I recently decided, excuse me, that I wanted to get the data cable and software for the 4650, and Karen Deltzer helped me a great deal there. She told me that it is the mobile office kit for the LG VX4650 through Verizon, and upon calling Verizon, I immediately found out how non-helpful they were going to be to me. I asked for the mobile office kit for the LG VX4650 and was immediately told by the first representative that the phone did not have that capability. So they passed me on to a second rep and they proceeded to tell me that this phone doesn't have that capability. And a third, and a fourth, and a fifth rep told me that, I'm sorry, but this phone does not have that capability. And I told him, well, I've spoke to many other users that have this phone, and they claim that you do have the mobile office kit. So I ended up talking to, I believe, a sixth person. And they said, well, unfortunately, we don't have it, but you could contact LG and possibly the VX8100 software would be the same. So I said, okay, thank you, blah, 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 and went on my merry way. Come back to the list and told Karen that essentially, Verizon told me, well, you know what, you can't have this, there is no such thing, blah, blah, blah. So she told me to go look at the website, so I went out to Verizon Wireless online and did a search for the mobile office kit for the LG VX4650. And guess what? Three items come up in my search, and one of them just happened to be the mobile office kit for the LG VX4650 cell phone. So I verified that it was what I wanted, and I placed an order for it. Get through that process. It's $39.99 through Verizon, and a couple dollars shipping and handling. I think I got it for $42-something all in all. But then I get an email 2 days later saying my order is incomplete for insufficient funds and is telling me to call customer support at Verizon. So I go ahead and do that and give them all my information. And he said, well, we're sorry, but this item is on back order and we have no idea if we're going to ever get it again. So I said, ah, great. So I more or less dropped it. Didn't call back, check on it anymore. Figured, well, this is a done deal. I'm not going to get this kit, and I might as well just give it up because I didn't want to really mess around trying to get it from some other place. And just dropped it. So about a week later, FedEx shows up at my door, and, you know, I'm wondering, well, I don't have anything on order. What's going on here? And open the box up, and find out it's my mobile office kit from Verizon. So, hey, great. So, got my kit. A little bit of information about the kit. It contains a USB cable that hooks from the computer to the cell phone. Plugs into the bottom of the cell phone where your power charger plugs in. There is also two CDs that come with the cable. The first CD contains the LG USB drivers and the Quick Link software that allows you to modify your contact list on the cell phone. You can download it to the PC and update it, save it, add numbers to it, and put it back out onto your cell phone. And that come in real handy for me because I had a couple of numbers in my list of contacts that had some typos in them, and I really didn't want to go through all the hassles of correcting them through the phone, which is kind of a pain, but I guess it can be done. So I liked that. The software is fairly accessible. The Quick Link is very accessible. It's got menus and everything for your editing and writing and reading from the phone. You have to do a little bit of JAWS cursoring on the installation process to get the drivers and everything installed, but it was a simple process. I had it done in about 5 minutes. You also get another CD with the kit. I haven't looked at it, and I'm almost 100% positive it's just a a CD that allow it's a program that allows you to connect your cell phone up to your PC. Well, you could connect it to your PC, but it's meant for your laptop, obviously. And you could use your cell phone as an internet connection, you know, out on the road or wherever, where you didn't have any access whatsoever to internet connection. So that may be appealing. Doesn't really mean anything to me right now, so I haven't messed with it. So, got all that installed and everything, and decided, okay, it's time to go about putting some ringtones on the cell phone. So I started playing with it, and I had remembered that on the Yahoo list, they had told me that I needed a program called BitPim. BitPim is a utility program that is for quite a few phones, actually. It's a utility that allows you to read and write information to the cell phone, such as the ringers, pictures, calendar information, phone book information, SMS messages, things like that. Your history logs, all kinds of stuff like that. The use of BitPim is kind of awkward. It's not really real accessible, but you know, with the JAWS cursor, you can muddle your way through it. I learned pretty quickly how to get a ringer onto the phone. Where I've had a lot of trouble and still haven't quite figured it out yet, hopefully I will at some point, is how to erase the ringers off the phone through BitPim. I haven't been able to figure that out yet. So what I did is I found out from the Yahoo Groups list that there is indeed a way to access your ringers that you put on the phone, and you can erase them directly from the phone, and it turned out to be actually fairly simple to do, so it's not a big deal. Okay, so what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to show you how to create a ringer for the phone and how to use BitPim to put the ringer onto the phone. So, oops, excuse me, I'm moving around a little bit here. Going to open up GoldWave.
G GoldWave. Enter. For a list of GoldWave commands, press JAWS GoldWave. There is no open file.
And I'm going to open a file.
Alt F menu O. Leaving menus. Open sound dialog. File name colon edit combo 0 items. Does this shift tab folder view list view not selected audio 1 of 10. To move to items, use the arrow. Enter. R. BCT podcast stem. Audio. Enter. Folder view list view. Not select R. Ringers. Enter. Folder view list view. Not selected. Phone dash ring 1.log. 1 of 7. Phone dash ring 1.log. Ringer 1.log. Ringer 2.ringin.log. Telephone 3.log.
And these are just some ringers that Karen Deltzer sent me. They're just some phone rings. Some old-fashioned phone rings, some modern phone rings, just some different things. So we're going to take one of these. And I think I'll just take this last one here.
Enter gold wave. The open file is telephone 3.log.
And I'm going to play it.
Space.
It's just kind of an old-fashioned bell ringer. And we're going to use that. What I need to do is this sound needs to be lengthened out to about 30 seconds, so it will keep playing over and over and over until the phone goes to voicemail. So I'm going to select all this.
The total playing time is 3.106 seconds. Selected.
And
all the met redo can cut. Copy the dot paste can paste it sub menu S. Beginning control, finish marker control plus F on enter. Leaving menus. The open file is telephone3.wap. The total playing time is space.
Dude, it only played once, so what did I do?
The total playing time is 3.106 seconds. Selected. Space.
Yeah, I must have not did something right there.
The total playing time is copied, selected, sound complete. Sound pasted to end the file. The total playing time is 6.211 seconds. Selected.
There we go.
Space.
So copy all that again.
The total playing time is 6.21. Copy selected sound to clip. Replace. Sound pasted to end the file.
Okay.
The total playing time is 12.422 seconds. Selected.
And basically all I'm doing is just doing a Control A to select all, doing a Control C to copy to the clipboard, and then doing a Control E to paste at the end of the file.
The total playing time is 12.42. Copy selected sound to clipboard.
And let's see. Need to do it one more time.
Sound pasted to end the file. The total playing time is 24.845 seconds.
Select. Okay, so this is 25 seconds. It's going to be long enough. You just need to be about 25 to 30 seconds so it rings long enough to get you to voicemail. So let's play this. Let's make sure it's okay.
The total playing time is 24 seconds.
And it's fine.
Space.
So let's save it.
Alt F, met open, close get information, save control, save as dot 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 A, enter, leaving menus, combo box, 0 items, save sound as dialogue, file name colon, edit combo, telephone 3, 0 items, to set the value, use the arrow keys or E-H-O-N-E, space L-I-I-O-N-G, space R-I-N-G-E-R, phone bomb ringer 0 items, phone bomb ringer 0 R.
Yeah. Must have misspelled it.
E-G-N-I-R-S-P-G-N-O-E-L-S-P-N-O-H-E-A-O-N-E space L-P-O phone long ringer 0 items.
Okay, and I am going to
shift tab, folder view list view, not selected phone dash ring 1.log, tab, file name colon, edit com, tab, save as type colon, combo box, wave left parent star dot log right parent.
And I'm going to go out
to change the selection using the
arrow keys. I'm going to go ahead here and save this as a wave.
Enter. Gold wave. The open file is phonelongringer.log.
And I'm going to get out of gold wave. That's all I need it for.
Desktop. Folder view list view. Gold wave. To the Windows end.
And I'm going to get into BitPim.
Start button. E. Program submenu. E. A. B. B. Y. Y. I. D. BitPim submenu. B. BitFling. B. BitPim. B. Enter. Leaving menus. Panel.
Okay, and I probably should have hooked my phone up first.
BitPin, Ringers tab, the switch pages, press control tab, panel.
So I better go ahead and do that right now. Get my cable out here. And where is my cable? No, there's my cable. Already partially hooked up. Okay, so let me plug this in.
Enter phone number's name dialog. A new phone has been detected. Would you like to enter the owner's name colon edit type of text?
Oh, no.
Tab, OK button to active tab. No thanks button to active space. Phone detection dialog. Found as LG-VX4650 left parent Verizon wireless right parent on COM 6. OK button to activate. Press the space. Panel.
Oh, now that's weird. It's never done that before. I guess I should have hooked the darn thing up before I ran BitPim. Oh, my, my, my. I didn't really want it to do that, so now there's probably two phones on here. Well, let's hope you don't have any problems. Okay, with BitPim, you have to use the JAWS cursor.
Root JAWS to PC.
There's very little accessibility with this.
Old time .mid. Default. Today phone book wallpaper rendered calendar memo total SMS call history for the system log. Add delete. Graphic 303, graphic 191. File menu bar, edit menu bar, data menu bar, view menu bar, help menu bar.
So up at the top you have your menu bar, which is accessible. You don't have to use the JAWS cursor for
graphic
it.
197, graphic 1, delete. A delete. Graphic 200, add, delete.
This add, delete, you have to use the JAWS cursor. And we would click on the add to add our ringers into the cell phone. First thing I need to do, though, I'm going to switch back to the PC cursor.
PC cursor.
And I'm going to do an Alt-D to get to the data folder.
Alt-D, menu, data menu, get phone data, dot, dot, dot. To move through items, press up or down arrow, D.
And I need to get my phone data off the phone.
Enter, leaving menus, get data from phone dialog, source add, replace all, phone book checkbox not checked, to check, press space bar.
And you tell it what data you want to read off the phone.
Tab, radio button checked, to change the selection, press up or down arrow. Tab, calendar checkbox not checked, to check. Tab, wallpaper checkbox not checked. Tab, Brinton checkbox not checked, space checked.
So we want to check the ringers.
Tab, memo checkbox not tab, SMS checkbox not checked. Tab, radio button checked, to change. Tab, call history checkbox not checked. Tab, radio button checked. Tab, OK button to activate, press space bar, space, panel.
And it's reading the data off the phone now.
Land. Root JAWS to PC. Today phone book wallpaper ringers calendar memo totem 9:33 a.m. clock. 9:33 a.m. clock.
Oops.
Root JAWS to PC graphic 112.
Okay.
9:34 a.m. clock.
Ah, crap.
Root JAWS to PC graphic 112.
If you go down past the window, you get stuck down there on the start bar.
Today phone book wallpaper ringers calendar memo totem phone book. Today. Graphic 608. Today.
So I need to go to these tabs.
Phone book, wallpaper, ringers.
And I need to do my left mouse button.
Left mouse button, ringers tab, to switch pages, press control tab. Graphic 112. 9:34 a.m. clock, 9:34 a.m. clock.
And there's nothing there. And
talk to PC.
The phone is empty.
Graphic 705, graphic 608, add delete.
So we won't have anything in our ringers tab there because I've emptied the phone for this demonstration. So,
delete. Graphic 7, delete. Add.
I want to go here to the add button and do a left click.
Left mouse button. Choose files dialog. File name, PC cursor.
Go back to the PC cursor.
Tab. Files of type colon audio shift tab. File name colon shift tab. Multi select list box. Bitmap to move the items. Use the arrow keys. Space. Look and colon. Combo. My computer. Enter, multis, XP, home, DV, other stuff, left, audio, dash, video, enter, multis, other stuff, audio and video, enter, multis, R, DC, T-Pod, gold wave, DC, audio, enter, multis, R, ringers, enter, multi select, phone, dash, ring, 1.wav,
excuse me,
phone, dash, ring, ring, 1.wav, phone, dash, ring, 2.wav, ring, 1.wav, ringer, 1.wav, ringer, 2.wav, ringer, 2.wav, telephone, 3.wav, telephone, 3.wav, ringer, 2.wav, ringer, 2.wav, ringer, 1.wav, ring, 1.wav, phone dash ring 2.wav. Phone dash ring 1.wav. Phone long ringer dot wav.
Oh, there it is. And then I'm going to hit enter.
Enter. Convert audio file dialog. Input file colon F colon backslash audio and video backslash audio backslash ringers backslash phone long ringer dot wav. Convert new type combo box MP3 graphic 974. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Now what this is going to do is convert this WAV file for me to an MP3 file for the phone.
Tab, convert sample rate left parent per second right parent combo box 22,050 graphic 974.
Sample rate's 22K.
Tab, convert channels left parent mono slash stereo right parent combo box 1 graphic 970.
And it's mono.
Tab, convert bitrate left parent bits per second right parent combo box 32 graphic 900.
And it's 32 kilobits for the sample size.
Tab, convert convert button to activate, press space bar.
And I'm going to click the convert button.
Space, C colon, backslash progress tilde 1 backslash bitpim backslash helpers backslash fbec.x size equals 71 kb time e tab, crop clip start left parent sec right parent colon, edit 0.00, type
this allows you if you're wanting to manipulate the converted file, if you want to crop it, shorten it, adjust the volume of it. I don't really mess with any of this because I kind of do all that in GoldWave.
Tab 00. Tab crop clip duration left parent sec right parent cold tab 92. Tab crop volume adjustment tab 0. Tab crop set button to activate press tab crop panel. Tab crop stop button to act tab crop play position button to active tab crop play clip button to activate press tab OK button to activate press space bar.
And you really don't need to do anything but just press OK.
Space renders tab to switch pages press control tab.
Go back to my JAWS cursor.
Root JAWS to PC. Add delete. Today phone book wallpaper renders calendar memo default. Phone log ring.mp3.
And now it shows up here in our table.
MP3 mono 22KHZ24S. Name colon phone log ring.mp3. 97.3KB origin colon default.
And it just gives us info about the ringtone. And we could add more at this point if we wanted to. I'm just going to add this one. I'm going to hit, go back to my PC cursor.
PC cursor. Alt-D menu, data menu, get phone data dot dot.
Do an Alt-D
press up or down arrow, D.
To get to my data menu.
Send phone data dot 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 S.
And I'm going to send the phone data.
Enter, leaving menus, send data to phone dialog, source add, replace all, tab, calendar check, tab, wallpaper check, tab, radio button check, tab, ringtone check, box not checked, space checked.
And we want to send the ringtones out, so I'll check that.
Tap, 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 OK button.
And we'll go to OK.
Space.
And it's writing the data out to the phone. You don't get any kind of prompts, really. No dings, no beeps, no it's done, or anything like that.
OK button.
Here's a prompt.
Get data from phone dialog.
And when it's done writing, it prompts you to get the data back from the phone. So press spacebar to get it.
Space. OK button.
Or, shoot.
Left mouse button.
I have to hit my left.
OK button. OK button.
See, this is the pain of BitPimp. And it's really a pain in the butt.
Root JAWS to PC, 9:30 to 9:39 a.m. Clock root JAWS to PC, MP3 mono 22KHZ 97 MP3 mono phone log ring default. Today phone book wallpaper ringers calendar.
And
SMS call history for the system log.
Looks like the box did go away.
Default. Today phone book wallpaper ringers default. Phone log ring dot MP3. MP3 mono 22KHZ 97.3KB, 9:40 a.m. clock.
Okay, and that's just the data that's read back off the phone.
PC cursor.
So, as far as putting a ringer on with BitPim, that's pretty much all there is to it. I'm going to exit out of BitPim now.
Alt F.
If it'll let me.
Alt tab. Alt F. Alt F. Radio button check 0 of 0. Root JAWS to PC, 9:40 a.m. clock, 9:40 a.m. clock, root JAWS to PC, MP3 mono 20, phone log default, today phone book wallpaper ringers cat graphic 705, add delete, graphic 1 file menu bar, edit menu, graphic 1 help menu bar, view data edit menu, file menu bar, left mouse button, file menu, import sub menu, exports, exit, X, left mouse button, leaving menus, title is BitPim.
And BitPim is a real pain. It doesn't work very well. It doesn't listen very well. You can use it. You can get the job done. We really don't have any alternatives here because this is what the program we need to use, because Verizon doesn't give us any tools to do this. They don't want you to put ringers on there. And matter of fact, if you call them and ask them, they'll flat out lie to you and they'll tell you that you can only put ringers on to the phone using Get It Now, and they'll just flat out lie to you and tell you you can't do it.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, gold wave, the move that I...
So, okay, I think I've closed that down.
Alt tab, BitPim.
No, of course not.
Alt F, menu, file, menu, exit, X, enter, leaving menus, desktop, folder view, list view.
There it goes. I think it loses focus or something. It's really peculiar. But once you play with it a little bit, it's not hard to get a ringer onto it, to the phone, that is. BitPim will take in MP3 files to the phone. It'll convert WAV files. It'll take MIDI files into the phone. I'm not sure what else it will convert in, but for getting the ringers on, it doesn't do too bad. Now, I'm going to unhook the phone from the USB. And I'm going to, let's see here, let me hit my left soft key and do a 7 and a 2. And that just basically is telling me what is in my media folder on the phone. You can go in here by doing the left soft key and 7-2 and using your up and down arrows, or your up and down on the left side of the phone, your rocker switch, and it will play all of the media that you've copied over. If you need to erase something, and I haven't quite figured this out in BitPim, you can do the left soft key, 7-2. You can select the media, the ringtone, that you want to delete. And then you can hit your right soft key and a 1. And a 1 again to confirm, and it will delete that particular ringer. And then you can just hit your, you know, your cancel to get out of your menus. Now to select this ringer as our ringtone, you know, for our ringer for the phone, I'm going to hit left soft key, and I don't have my announce mode on. And I do a 9, 1, 1, 1, and I'm in my ringers selection list. These are all our different ringers that comes with it. And there's our ringer that we've made. So I'm going to hit OK. I'm going to cancel out of here. I've selected that as my ringer. And I'm going to close my phone. Oh, I'm moving again, sorry. So I'm making a little bit of mic noise, sorry. I'm going to call my cell phone so we can verify that our ringer is working. And there you go. And that's all there is to it, to putting a ringer on the LG VX4650. And if you want to adjust the volume, you can hit your left soft key and 9, 1, 3, 1. And you can use your up and down keys to make it lower or higher. And you can just press the OK key when you have the volume that you want. Close my phone back up. But that's basically all there is to it. It's not too hard. Like I said, I haven't really mastered BitPim yet, but as you see, you can get ringers onto the phone, and even if you can't figure out how to get them off the phone through BitPim, you can still do that through the phone itself, and that's not too hard to do. I'd like to thank Curtis and Karen Deltzer for all their help. They've been very instrumental in getting me to this point, and I appreciate that very much, as well as everybody else that helped out on the Yahoo Groups blind LG VX phones list. If you have a VX phone, you might want to get on that list. It's a pretty good list and has a lot of information to offer, a lot of people answering questions, and it's helped me out quite a few times. I have some quick reference guides and stuff that get me through things on the phone pretty quick, and has helped a lot. So that's pretty much it. I hope that you've enjoyed this and it's been helpful, and I hope that maybe now you can go get some ringers for yourself and put them on your LG phone. Also, if you want BitPim, it's out on the web at www.bitpim.org. I used version 0.80 to do this. I believe there is now version 0.90 out, and it may do a little bit better job. I'm not sure yet. I haven't put it on. I think that's about it. So thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you later. Thanks. Bye.